Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Why are people still debating MJ versus LeBron? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. I can see why Duke and Carolina fans argue over whether Mike Krzyzewski or Roy Williams is a better NCAA tournament coach. Coach K has won 5 national championships compared to Roy's 3 and 94 NCAA tournament games compared to Roy's 77. UNC fans say that is merely a product of Williams coaching 8 fewer years at Kansas and UNC than Krzyzewski at Duke. But when you look at the numbers since Kay and Roy have been going head-to-head, Williams has a better NCAA record, 1 more NCAA titles, and never lost a first-round game in the tourney. Duke has lost 3 under Krzyzewski. But the Michael Jordan-LeBron James argument isn't even worth having, in my opinion. Both were the transcendent talents of their times and arguably the greatest at their positions, shooting guard and power forward of all time. Harvard and Yale debate teams did a mock debate for TV promo, and it wasn't much of a debate. Jordan won 6 NBA championships and 6 NBA finals with the Bulls, and it might have been more if not for his 2-year hiatus to try baseball. James has been to 8 straight NBA finals, but only won 3 rings. 2 with Miami and 1 with Cleveland. And like Krzyzewski's one-and-done teams in the NCAA tournament, LeBron was actually swept twice in the finals with the Cavaliers. So who has the better postseason record? Why do people have to debate this anyway? Jordan played with better Bulls teams than James and the Cavaliers, if not for his 4 years with the Heat. And yes, James has 51 points in an NBA Finals game, whereas Jordan rung up a postseason record 63 in an Eastern Division first-round series game. Yes, it's a shame they played 20 years apart in different eras of the NBA in terms of free agency. Rosters were more stable when MJ played, keeping teams together for longer periods of time. Now players, including LeBron, can jump around when their contracts are up to find teams with better chances to win. But the numbers are the baseline, and the numbers don't lie. If you have to debate it, MJ was better. This is Archansky. See ya.